Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you as always, and we're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. Apologies for not being here last week. I came down with vertigo. Ew. And I'm still recovering. Apologies if you can hear it in my voice or you suddenly hear me coughing all of a sudden. And the result of the vertigo was that I came down with a chest, not necessarily a cold, but a chest cough anyway. So we've been away, and while we've been away, boy, haven't things gotten interesting. Now, I'm going to say this up front, and hopefully it's 9:01, by the way, 9:01 Australian Eastern Standard Time, so it's 7:01 if you are waking up with us in the US of A on Sunday the 9th. Of the 4th of June 2017. Don't know why I said the 9th. But I want to say this, and I hope this people don't take this the same way. And it is June, and it's kind of hard to phrase now, because I understand that it's a very sensitive time. I don't know why the word sensiful was coming to mind, but that's not a word. But it's very sensitive kind of time out there. So I thought I'd open up the show not necessarily with a request, because I know I don't have that much influence over people's lives, but I thought I'd open the show today with a message of support. You know, it's a hard time out there, and people are having a tough time, and it is a tough time for all of us out there at the moment. Just stay safe. You know, I don't know if many people are taking this message as seriously as I would like, but stay safe and remember just where you come from. You know, it's have this kind of 2 feet on the ground at all times mentality, particularly in a turbulent time like this. And of course, we're going to be talking about what happened last week and what happened this week and all the news in between. And I'm here primarily. I'm not a professional newsreader. I'm here. I wouldn't classify myself as an entertainer either. But I'm a podcaster. I'll give myself that title because that's more accurate. I put out podcasts week to week. But I'm just one lonely person. And if we all come together in this binding way, we can do this. And one thing about this show that I think gets underappreciated is that impact of me being here from 9 to 11 every Sunday is that I'm not necessarily conveying a message of hope. I'm conveying a message of, oh, hey, let's look at the world. Wasn't that great? Now we're going to move on to the week ahead kind of situation. And that's why I frame myself as the most generic live show. But behind the curtain for a second, because I think it's worth it. I think we just need to appreciate things for what they are. And many people in the world aren't doing that at the moment. So we definitely can do more of that, I think, in the world. Particularly in these times, if that makes sense. You know, love one another, basically, is what I'm saying. Love to love, you know. There's been a lot going on lately, so let's dive in to the Generic Live Show proper here. Now, if you don't know, or you haven't heard, there was a bombing attack on a bombing attack that involved a bomb on the London Bridge, between the London Bridge and the Barlow markets. The ABC is reporting that news.com.au are reporting that there are 7 dead and 48 injured. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said that 2 Australians were caught up in the attack. Quote, at this time, we are aware of reports of 2 Australians who are directly being affected by this attack, Mr. Turnbull said. Now, side note, before we hear from the Prime Minister, again, I don't know why, and this is one of my pet peeves that I'm actually getting a little tired of this, is that seven people included the three attackers that were involved in this case, and that'll become clearer as we provide information, as the Generic Light Show provides information to you in this first hour of the program, and we're doing this in the second hour of the program as well, but particularly the first hour is very information heavy, so enjoy. But seven people were killed. That includes the three men that were involved in the attack. So, I'm going to say again, like I've said previously when these attacks come up, four people were killed and 48 people injured. No, and I didn't get raked through the coals last time, but someone mentioned to me that, oh, you know, you're fudging the numbers. I'm not fudging the numbers. These three quote-unquote people were inflicting harm on another person in the name of something else. And in this case, it was in the name of terror. Now, I don't want to call these people, because that is not a normal humanly thing to do, is to go out and seek to murder people. That is not a normal thing to do. So I'm not fudging the numbers and the such, but I'm going out there and saying that four other people were killed and 48 injured. There you go. Let's have a look. Let's have a listen now to the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, shall we?
There are many Australians in London. 130,000 Australians live in the UK, and we are aware of many Australians who are in the vicinity of the attack. At this time, we are aware of reports of two Australians who have been directly affected by this attack. This afternoon, the Foreign Minister has spoken to the parents of both Australians. One case has been confirmed, and the Australian concerned is in hospital. In the other case, we are continuing to make inquiries. Our officials will continue to provide every assistance they can to Australians affected by this shocking attack and to their families.
That was Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull there giving a sort of a report on the people affected by this London attack. Now, distinction, before we continue, this is not referring to the Manchester attack, Ariana Grande concert attack that happened last week. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the Generic Live Show. I think this hour in the Generic Live Show, we'll be talking about that. Now, excuse me, how did all of this happen? So just after 10 p.m. Sunday, British Standard Time, a vehicle struck passengers on the London Bridge, according to London's Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley. The driver then drove into the London Bridge from... Where are we going here? From the London Bridge to Borough Market, at which point the suspects left the vehicle. A number of people were then stabbed, including on-duty British Transport Police officer who was responsible to the incident at the London Bridge. He received serious but not life-threatening injuries. At this point, that armed officer confronted the three male suspects who were shot and killed in the market. Now, as a point of information, from where the attack happened to the Borough Market, which seems to be a kind of around the corner or across the street from the London Bridge bus station, and is kind of near the sort of a train intersection from what I'm seeing on the map here reported by the ABC. Is it over? Police have described the operation as ongoing, adding it would be led by London's Metropolitan Police Force. They are working closely with British Transport Police, City of London Police, the London Ambulance Service, and the London Fire Brigade. Police are also advising the public to avoid the London Bridge and Borough Market area. Quote, this will allow emergency services to deal with the incident, unquote, Assistant Commissioner Royley said. So, is this a terrorist incident? Police are saying they're threatening it as a terror incident. The investigation is being led by Counterterrorism Command, and police are asked for images, footage of the incident to be passed into officers. British Prime Minister Theresa May earlier said the incident was being treated as a potential act of terrorism. Now, I believe... Yeah, this is audio of people that are fine. So, people were told to...
What happened there?
Now, there's people, there's sirens going off here. But nothing happening in this audio. But people were told to... The bridge was closed as well. And the such. So here... There is no... audio as such on this one. But there's a... There was a white van? Okay. That audio, there was no audio on that one. So here...
Our current belief...
Here is...
Our current belief...
No! Let me talk! Here is the London... London Police giving an update on the attacks.
Our current belief is that there were three attackers, but this is early on, so we've still got some inquiries to work through to be completely confident about that.
There were three attackers in the vehicle, so the attackers from the vehicle have all been killed.
So this is a protracted incident that starts on the bridge and finishes in Borough Market, and we believe three people were involved, but we've still got some more inquiries to do to be 100% confident in that.
Can you tell us anything more about the attacks, where the people were killed?
No, there's still, you're asking for a lot of detail there.
Yeah.
We're still getting to the bottom of exactly what's gone on, the number of casualties, and it's still quite a complex scene. As you'll have understood from what I've said, we're still dealing with the fact that we suspected that at one stage to be explosives, albeit that's now been ruled out. Last question.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the people who are involved in the operation to bring down these terrorists?
So the public will be aware that we have strengthened our armed policing presence across London in recent years. So we've got more armed response vehicles to hand, and it's those armed response vehicles who are out driving around London day in and day out to protect the public. They responded quickly, bravely confronted these three individuals, shot them, and they are dead. That's finished, thank you.
Okay.
That is the London police responding to early questions of the London Bridge attack. Now, that audio there is interesting because it is still very early stages. I mean, what would the time be over there? It would be about 1:13 in the afternoon. Actually, what is the time in... Someone on ground control, what is the time in Britain right now? Let's get on that, shall we? What time is it in London? Here we go. I'm by myself today, actually. Why was I saying, yelling out for people? It is 12:13 in the afternoon. So it happened about 10 hours ago? Yeah, 10 hours ago. That'd be about right. Yeah, about that. So it's 12:13 on Sunday the 4th of June. So about lunchtime there now. So it happened at 10 p.m. last night. So what about the aftermath? So the aftermath, after the van plowed through, more than 48 people have been taken to the hospital, sustaining injuries. So of course, they need to be treated there. Explosive vests were fake, police say. So more is coming out about the actual investigation itself. Witnesses.
We were over by Borough Market.
This video is worth listening to. Here are witnesses from the scene of the London Bridge attack. This is what I wanted.
We were over by Borough Market, and we heard screaming and running.
And at first, we didn't think anything of it because obviously
we just thought people were drunk, and we started following. We started running. Some woman came out, like, someone's bleeding on the floor, someone's on the road, get out of the area now. She pointed us in that direction. I grabbed Georgie and we ran, and we saw some chefs in a smoking area behind the thing, and I came up to them and went, right, there's been a terror attack. Let's lock these doors, let's get people in. So we got people in through these big gates of the hotel at the Premier Inn hotel. We got people through the gates, and then me and another chef slammed the gates shut, like locked it all, and then we got everyone inside the hotel. We went up to the third floor of the hotel, banging in all the doors, let's have five people in each room and on the floor of the hotel.
So it's safe.
And then we just stayed in the hotel room until the alarm started going off and we had to evacuate.
And did you see anyone who was injured or hurt?
No. We were right by the staircase up to London Bridge.
Yeah, it's
when
just
it
the
happened.
Distress of people running and screaming.
Are those witnesses from the London Bridge attack? They were towards the end of that line of events. They were near the Borough Markets, describing the screaming and running from the London Bridge that took place. This audio is from a local restaurant that people took shelter in. So yeah, a horrific scene it must have been there in the London Bridge. The final bit of audio I want to talk about is the police response to the London attacks, if I may, after this commercial break. It's going to rudely interrupt me. So I'm going to talk over it, because of course I will. Here we go. Shock absorption, everyone. Yay. Okay, here we go.
Southern end of London Bridge. Police are desperately trying to clear the area.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please leave the area for your own safety, please?
Nearby, a group of terrorists in a van have just run over pedestrians before launching a sustained and deadly knife attack. Armed police were on the scene within minutes. This photograph shows one of the terrorists lying dead on the street, metal canisters strapped to his upper body. They were examined by bomb technicians and deemed to be a hoax. Members of the public took cover nearby.
They just apprehended some guy who they've just taken off.
This is now a major terrorist investigation led by the UK's most senior counter-terrorism police officer.
At 10:08 last night, we began to receive reports that a vehicle had struck pedestrians on London Bridge. The vehicle continued to drive then from London Bridge to Borough Market. The suspects left the vehicle, attempting to stab a number of people, including an on-duty British Transport police officer who was responding to the incident, and he received serious injuries, fortunately not life-threatening. His family have been informed. Armed response officers then responded very quickly and bravely and confronted the three male suspects who were shot and killed in Borough Market. The suspects had been confronted and shot by police within 8 minutes of the first call. The suspects were wearing what looked like explosive vests, but these were later established to be hoaxes.
Now, we'll play that audio for you because we have to take our break right now. So we'll play the rest of that audio for you on the second hour of the program. We'll play the full video of that police report. Now, but I wanted to mention something because, well, that this video contains basically everything I've said for the last 20 minutes just in video form and not me talking. So, but I wanted to mention this. It took them 8 minutes to respond to the call. 8 minutes. That is a long time when we're talking about things that could be changing in a matter of seconds. Now, I know it's rich for me to sit here in my office on a Sunday, basically. And the police do a magnificent job. But again, like I said last time, we need to streamline the police service and make it a whole lot more, it's not necessarily accessible, but definitely make it more responsive in terms of time. And again, like I said last time, I don't know how to make that necessarily happen, if that makes sense. Yeah, that's something I can't quite figure out how to do, but it is definitely something that urgently needs to be done. Wow. And we'll have more on this and any updates that come in to the Generic Live Show headquarters as the show develops and we move on here. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, Ben and Jerry's, the ice cream company, are known to have strong opinions on things. But have they gone too far this time? We'll tell you more as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. It's 9:21. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you, and we're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. We are following the London bombing story here on the Generic Live Show. We'll have more breaking news as it develops, and we'll talk about it again on the second hour of the program. But this segment, we'll be talking about Ben and Jerry's. Well, they've had some controversial opinions over the last however long. I mean, how long do you want to go back to Ben and Jerry's strong opinions? This time, have they affected something that maybe is unacceptable? Hang on. Hold on now, don't get too crazy. But here we go, let's see what they've done this time. So, this time, the article reads from ladbible.com, I know, right? This has come from other legitimate sources, by the way, just want to put that out there. The article reads, Argentina, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Denmark, Finland, France, Iceland, Ireland, Luxembourg, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, Taiwan, United Kingdom, United States, and Uruguay. What do all of those countries have in common? You might be asking yourself. Well, all of those countries have equal marriage, and equal marriage is legalized. Perhaps surprisingly off that list is Australia. The Southern Hemisphere country blocked a national vote on legalizing same-sex marriage last year, and it caused some uproar amongst its citizens, with polls suggesting they support gay marriage. Now, more noise is being created by ice cream legends Ben and Jerry. The company is banning all 2 scoops of the same flavour until Australia legalises marriage equality. The idea behind it is simple. It's designed to encourage customers to empathise with the LGBTQ activities and push their MPs to support marriage equality. Until that happens, Ben and Jerry's stand will remain. In an unofficial statement, Ben and Jerry said, quote, imagine heading down to your local scoop shop to order your favourite 2 scoops of cookie dough in a waffle cone. but find out that you're not allowed. You'd be furious. Quote, this doesn't even compare to how furious you would be if you were told you were not allowed to marry the person that you love. So, we are banning two scoops of the same flavour and encouraging our fans to contact all of their MPs. That the time has come to make marriage equality legal, unquote. Ben and Jerry's is hosting post boxes. What? Are hosting post boxes? In the country's 26 stores, letting customers write postcards to their MPs that will be delivered to Australian Parliament mid-June. Ooh, okay. So this story continues. Making me choke. More Australians than ever before believe everyone should have the right to love who they love and marry them too, if that's what makes you happy. Let's make it happen. Earlier this year, B&J's gave us three new flavours to indulge in. And by indulge, we mean eating the whole tub in one sitting at movie night. There is chocolate caramel cookie dough featuring vanilla ice cream, salted caramel swirls, brownies, and choc chunks. Strawberry swirled, strawberry and marshmallow swirls, shortbread and white chocolate chunks, and top salted caramel brownie. Chocolate chunks, salted caramel swirls, and chocolate ice cream. So when it comes to deciding to support gay marriage and to selecting new ice cream flavors, Lad Bible, support the choices made by Ben and Jerry's. Is this the ad? Is this an ad? Please tell me this is an ad for it. Oh no, here we go. Oh, this is not a. Oh god, why doesn't it have audio? You would think, you know what? If you are going to make marketing 101, if you're going to make a Twitter ad, go out to millions of followers, make sure you have sound on it. Otherwise, that would have been just 18 seconds of silence. But basically, the same ad, we're scooper sorry. You can't choose that. Which is, it lists like a whole bunch of flavours on top of each other. And then, Aussies still don't have a choice to marry who they love. We believe that love comes in all flavours. And everyone should get that choice. Support marriage equality today. And of course they did it in conjunction with equalitycampaign.org.au. Now, when it does come to ice cream flavours, you know, I'd like to say on this show that politics stops where my stomach begins. But come on, it's ice cream. And also, I do understand the point here, but what if they flipped it? What if Ben and Jerry's flipped it? What if they said, no, you can't have... No. Oh, yeah, I said this the other day at work, and it didn't really make sense, but what if... Yeah, you can't have two different flavours, if that makes sense. What if you can only have two of the same? What if you can't have two different ones? But I suppose this makes sense a whole lot more. I tried to make that argument the other day and it didn't really come back at me. But it's like, you know, what... Do Ben and Jerry... People... the argument can be, do Ben and Jerry's have the right to constrict the members that... I understand that they support marriage equality, and more people that support marriage equality, the better. I'm not knocking that. But do they have the right... I suppose people could argue they're a private business, but do they have the right to constrict customers like this? I suppose. That is the argument that people can make. But whether they can or not is another story. They are, and they good on them for doing it, but I don't know. It's something a bit like... Do you have to go this extreme? The postcards and the postbox and the encouragement is great. I don't know whether, forcing businesses... Because I'm assuming they're franchised. So forcing businesses to implement something until marriage equality has happened, I don't know about that part of it. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. Now, last week, the Ariana Grande concert attack happened, and we'll break it down for you and give it everything you need to know in this first hour of the program. You're an information-seeking bunch, and that information we'll give you. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. We're doing it for Geek.io. It is 9:32. To give you a big dose of genericness. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. As always, we're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's Big Beat Sunday here on the Generic Live Show. Listen to this. Right in ya. Oh, here we go. There you go. Sunday, 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 here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure, as always, to be here. Now, one story that rocked the world last week, and yes, we weren't here to cover it, unfortunately. Sorry about that, but we thought we'd keep it in here just to be safe. At least children, by the way, were at this concert, and by children, the law, the international law still says that people under the age of 18 are still technically considered children. So children were among the 22 dead at Ariana Grande concert after explosion. At least 22 people died, including some children were killed and 59 wounded when a suicide bomber struck as thousands of fans screamed out of a concert by US pop star Ariana Grande in the British city of Manchester. Some key points for you. Man detonated improvised explosive device at the concert, police said. Authorities working to learn if the man acted alone or a part of a group. It later came, because this story is from last week, it was later revealed that, yes, ISIS did take credit for this attack. And he was a part of a bomb-making school, if that makes sense, that was held in someone's house earlier that day. Now, there were lots of screaming and lots of loud bang that heard. Now, the bomb went off, from all reports that I saw in preparation for last week's show, it happened in a foyer type area of the kind of foyer of the concert hall, if that makes sense. And also there was lots of panic at the local underground train station subway area as well. So what you need to know from this, let's see if this audio plays. It will, but there'll be a commercial first, because of course there will. And we'll get to what Ariana Grande says, because I think what Ariana Grande says next is very important here. If this thing will load. But anyway, we'll let 22 confirmed dead and no identities have been released as well. And the ad will play again, apparently. So here we go. get excited for repeating commercials here on the Generic Live Show. Anyway, so we'll let that run and we'll let that go. Hopefully. Nope, it won't play. Okay, thank you. Wow, alright. So Ariana Grande had tweeted, so we'll move on to what Ariana Grande says. Yay! So Ariana Grande posted a picture. Now, I'm led to believe this is a day later. Oh, and it just closed. Yay! What are we doing? This is what I'm left with when no one from Girl Control is in the office. When I'm here, left to hold the fort down on my own. This is what I get. So, I'm going to zoom on this because, again, I can't read. So here we go. So here's what Ariana Grande posted. This is from her Instagram account, I'm led to believe. My heart, prayers, and deepest condolences are with the victims of the Manchester attack and their loved ones. There is nothing I or anyone can do to take away the pain you are feeling or make this better. However, I extend my hand and heart and everything I possibly can give to you and yours should you want or need my help in any way. The only thing we can do is choose how we let this affect us and how we live our lives here on out. I've been thinking of my fans and of you all non-stop over the past week. Okay, so this was last week then. The way you have handled all of this has been more inspiring and made me more proud than you'll ever know. The compassion, kindness, love, strength, and oneness that you have shown one another this past week is exact opposite of the horrendous instances it must take to pull off something as evil that happened on Monday. You are the opposite. I am sorry for the pain and fear you must be feeling and the trauma that you too must be experiencing. This is all a part of the statement. We will never be able to understand why events like this take place because it is not in our nature, which is why we shouldn't recoil. We will never quit or operate in fear. They won't let this divide us. We won't let hate win. Excuse me. I don't want to go on with the rest of the year without being able to see and hold and uplift my fans the same way they continue to uplift me. Our response to this violence must be to come closer together, to help each other, to love more, to sing louder and live more kindly and generously than we did before. Wow, can't read today. I'll be returning to the incredibly late city of Manchester to spend time with my fans and do a Better for concert in honour and to raise money for the victims and their families. I want to thank my fellow musicians and friends for reaching out to be a part of the expression of love for Manchester. I will have the details to share with you as soon as everything is confirmed. From this day, we started putting the Dangerous Woman tour together. From the day we started putting the Dangerous Woman tour together, I said that this show, more than anything else, was intended to be a safe space for my fans, a place for them to escape, celebrate, to heal, to feel safe, to be themselves, to meet their friends they've made online, to express themselves. This will not change that. When you look at the audience at my shows, you see the most beautiful, diverse, pure, happy crowd. Thousands of people, incredibly different, all there for the same reason. Music. Music is something that everyone on earth can share. Music is meant to heal us, bring us together, to make us happy, so that is will continue to do that for us. We will continue to honor the ones we lost, their loved ones, my fans, and all affected by this tragedy. And they will be on my mind and in my heart every day, and I will think of them with everything I do for the rest of my life. Ari. Wow, that is an wow, that is just something that... Whew. And I actually believe that that did actually come... I'm led to believe that that did actually come from Ariana Grande herself. And I... Hang on a sec. Okay, I'm back. I just had to cough there. Too much excitement in one page there. I am led to believe that Ariana Grande thinks like that. She does have a big heart, and music for her is always been bringing this strange and diverse group of people together for one common purpose, and that is to create music and to create this sense of belonging, if that makes sense. So that is something that she is passionate about. And yeah, this benefit concert is on tonight, I believe, from 8 p.m. British Standard Time, not Greenwich Mean Time, because Britain's not on that, because daylight savings. So British Standard Time is when the concert is, from 8 p.m. I'm led to believe, tonight, Sunday. So if you hear this tomorrow on the podcast, that won't matter much. But there are a lot of carriers that are carrying it, so check your local listings. And like I said, this is something, and I think it's actually being done in conjunction with the Entertainment Industry Fund, which helps people that have been injured in events like this, not necessarily to this level, but it helps distribute money raised from charities, charitable events, and helps like move that money to hospitals, if that makes sense. So it is definitely going to a good cause. But I Ariana Grande, well, I never thought I'd be sitting here at 9:44 p.m. on a Sunday evening congratulating Ariana Grande with saying that, because she could have easily came out and said that the tweet that she originally sent out, which is like broken, I think it said something like broken, my thoughts are with you, or something as simple like that, something along those lines, definitely. Apologies if you can hear that, by the way. That is rain, so hopefully I can get... Nah, that's really loud. I hope you... Can you hear that? Yeah, that is rain from outside, so I don't know what to do about that. Apologies! Yay, the joys of having tin roofs. But anyway, so... Good on Ariana Grande for coming out and actually saying something like that. It takes a lot to come out and do a full thing like that and have people pay attention to it too. That's the big kicker, because most people look at a big statement and go TLDR, but it's good to see in 2017 that people are paying attention to longer form statements like that. Now, the New York Times did a kind of fact-checker kind of deal, a fact-checker style thing, because we know the only fact-checker that's real is the Trump tracker, because of course. So they did a kind of what's true, what's not true. So the myth is Trump supporters are misleadingly suggesting that a travel ban like this would have prevented the attack. That is one rumor. Prominent defenders of Donald Trump are arguing that Manchester attack would have been prevented by a travel ban, but either of the two executive orders barring immigration from Muslim countries would have applied to 22-year-old who carried the bomb in this attack. Not saying the name, because I'm against that also, who was born in Britain and held a British passport. Ooh. Ba-ba. The travel ban would have stopped his parents from coming to the UK and would have stopped him from going to Libya before bombing Manchester, but it wouldn't have applied to this. Wah, wah. Myth number two. Some pursuing officials were closer tracking attacker than remains unclear. Social media users are questioning how the attacker could have re-entered Britain if he was quote-unquote known to the police, but law enforcement officials had yet to reveal how closely they were monitoring him. Myth 3. Social media posts are spreading hoaxes about missing children. People took to social media to search for loved ones in the lost chaos followed the explosion, which at Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena. But many well-wishers and social media good Samaritans have been duped into sharing fake reports of missing victims. No. One account posted a plea to find my son got retweeted over 19,000 times, but the person pictured is a popular YouTube user who posted a video declining the claim and calling it fake news, quote-unquote fake news, from online trolls, quote-unquote trying to get laughs out. Ooh, Jesus. The account acknowledged that my post was later a stunt and calling it the user's most successful troll before being suspended from Twitter. Oh, what a dick. Just saying. One of the misdirecting parents to the hotels where they claim dozens of unclaimed children were staying. In the confusion of the attack, many were pointing at frantic parents to Manchester Hotel at hotels. Please stop retweeting. For anyone searching for children or loved one in Manchester, please check at Holiday Inn. I posted from Facebook. I'm not sure what happened to Manchester, but I'm not speculating to all of you or any of you something about Holiday Inn. But Interconnector Hotels, the parent company of Holiday Inn, told the New York Times that the rumours were not accurate. Wah wah. There you go. The next myth was some are taking old allegations about Ariana Grande out of context. Some users are resurfacing reports from 2014 that Miss Grande said that it hoped her fans had died. Oof. But these rumours, of course, have been denied by Miss Grande's representatives at the time. A Trump forum on Reddit claimed that BuzzFeed had removed its article about Miss Grande's alleged remark about a little cover-up. The original article was based on comments about her unnamed industry insider. Oh. Wow. Oh, the tweet was broken from the bottom of my heart. I am so, so sorry. I don't have words. That was the original Ariana Grande tweet. But after the bond, the original article, that one, a representative from Miss Grande called the allegation untrue and Miss Grande indirectly rebutted it on Twitter. There you go. So myths, we're ironing out the creases of the Manchester attack. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, there's a breaking news story happening in London at about 10 p.m. last night. There was an attack that happened in London on the London Bridge, between the London Bridge and the Barrow Markets. We'll tell you all about it in hour two of the broadcast, but the Trump Tracker is back, and we've got a fresh round of the Trump Tracker as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. That rain is really kicking up. It's 9:51. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Hi, it's Dale Campbell here with you on a Sunday. We're doing it for Geeko. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be here. I don't know how and I don't know why, but I've stopped the rain. So that's exciting. I mean, you might still hear it faintly in the background, but I had to close my window. Yay. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. And you know what time it is? It's everyone's favorite time. I was about to say the segment number. Actually, you know what? I can. It's segment four. First hour. Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. What? What was that? Oh, jeepers. Alright, cut the music for a second. I love the fact that I'm so still a little bit under the weather from last week. I came down with vertigo last week, and this chest cough is the result of that. But I love the fact when I was thinking about one thing, and I was saying another, and the music interrupted, said something random and interrupted, and now I've lost all trains of thought. But anyway, so let's go back to this train of thought right here. It's the Jerry Club Show, Dale Campbell. It's Trump time. Trump tracker chime, and you know what that means? That means it's time for this. Alright. Trump time. There you go, Trump time. Alright, Trump doesn't like Paris. Oh, does that mean he... Oh, you know, this is the third time this week... this is the second time in the last 2 weeks I've yet to use this clip.
I hate the French.
He's like that too. He hates the French. Mr. President, why do you... why do you hate the French? Do you hate the French?
I hate the French.
There you go. He hates the French. So... one prominent news story, apart from James Comey and that kind of investigation, which, by the way, that is happening this Friday. Oh boy, you can bet that we're gonna have that story right here on the Generic Live Show. I think he's doing it this coming Friday, or this coming Thursday. This coming Thursday, I'm led to believe that he is actually kind of testifying before the Senate hearing, and it's being made public. So there you go. Ooh. Ooh, I got shivers down my spine. Oh, I forgot to do the introduction. What am I doing? The Trump Tracker is proudly brought to you by the Generic Live Show on the Washington Post. It's day 135 of the Trump administration, with 1,325,000 days in his term. There you go. Sold. Forgot to do that at the beginning. What am I doing? This is why we need people in HQ, because I can't man the show by myself anymore. It's gotten too big. It's too big! Alright, so Trump has... one thing has happened in the Trump agenda since last time we spoke. He has launched another promise. Ta-da! To cancel millions in payments to the UN climate change programs and use money to fix America's water and environmental infrastructure. Ba-ba-ba. On June 1st, Trump announced the would withdraw from the United States from the Paris Accord on climate change. He made it clear that he would not be delivering the remaining $2 billion, sorry, the United States has committed to the Green Climate Fund. On one level, this is a promise kept, but Trump specifically said he would demote the funds to fixing environmental and water structures in the United States. So we'll monitor to see if that is the case. His budget overall has reduced funding for environmental incentives. So we're going to actually see how that one goes for the time being. It's not necessarily kept as of yet, because, yeah, he's cancelled billions of dollars, but we'll see if he actually puts it to the use of that. So what would it be? Would it be a compromise or broken? Yeah, don't know. We'll track that one and we'll see how we go on that one. There you go. Grow the economy 4% a year. He's a little stuck on that one, isn't he? Because he's only grown at 0.7% in Q1. So he's got a lot of work to do to grow the economy. Little old Trump. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, at about 10 p.m. last night, London local time, an attack happened on the London Bridge. We'll bring you any breaking information that we have, plus how the attack took place. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's Dale Campbell here with you on a Sunday, and we're doing it for Geek.io. It's a pleasure, as always. Thanks for joining us. It's 9:59.